Okay, so the best science we have indicates that in order to keep global temperatures from rising 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, there needs to be global reductions of greenhouse gases between 40 and 60% by 2030, and a goal of reaching net zero global carbon emissions by 2050. So with that in mind, what priority will your administration place on climate change, man-made climate change, and what will your administration do to combat those impacts?
So I am the first candidate for governor in the history of the state, particularly in his announcement, to say the following words. Climate change is real, and so are the thousands of jobs that can be created in fighting it. And so I would expand to say not only is climate change real, there is much more opportunity to be produced in fighting it rather than in denying it. And so this is a critical issue, and it's the critical issue of our time, but it's not just about environmental stewardship. It is about relevance to a 21st century economy. The fact that I was able to bring together a coal company with a renewable energy firm to do what will be the largest solar installation in Kentucky, among the largest in this part of the United States, and the first in Appalachia, I think not only demonstrates my commitment to putting Kentucky on the right side of history here, but also to seizing these opportunities, because there is not a company that there's not a new economy company in the world that will come to Kentucky if we don't have a diversified renewable, a diversified energy portfolio that includes renewables. That is just a fact. And so I am a believer in climate change, and I am an advocate for fighting it. I am also a evangelist for the opportunities that Kentucky can seize by being relevant to the changes that are occurring in technology, economy, and culture. Listen, this is extraordinary, and we have to understand that millennials in particular, which are the largest generation in America and in world history, they're huge. They are using capitalism as a tool to fight climate change. And to create prosperity in that kind of economy, we have got to be relevant to their value system. So when new economy companies see a governor mock renewable energy, particularly solar, in a time and place when coal companies are investing in solar, it's like putting up a huge sign that not only says, not only are we not run for business, our management are stark raving idiots. And so for us to get to be where we got to be, we have to understand that the world has shifted, the economy has shifted. This is going to be a defining challenge of our age. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing that's remarkable. Toyota is under a self-imposed mandate to be 100% green by 2040 and including all their vendors by 2050. And it's not just because they're committed to saving the planet, which they certainly are. It's because they want to sell cars to millennials. And they know that millennials in particular make their purchase decisions or value statements. So getting Kentucky ready for this economic change, think about this. We're the number three automotive manufacturer in the United States. That is a big damn deal. But remember right before Christmas last year, General Motors went in and closed a whole host of plants in the industrial Midwest that were profitable. Why? Because they're shifting to the electric motor. By 2023, which will be the last year of hopefully my first term as governor, the price of the electric motor from every automotive manufacturer on the planet will be equivalent to that of the internal combustion engine. This is a reality. And if you think about the implications, what that means for Kentucky, when you've got hundreds of individually milled parts that go into a traditional motor, but 17 that go into an electric engine, we have got to figure out how to benefit from this. And we've got to figure out how to get our people through it. And that requires more than this sort of passive awareness that everything is changing. So this is the biggest indictment I have, not only of the Bevin administration, but of this unimaginative of group that we have in Frankfurt, who seem, other than their talking points, even the progressives, my opponents are good guys. I think they have a sense that the wind is shifting, but they don't understand that it's about to really blow. It's about to really gust. And we have got to have a modernizing governor who gets Kentucky ready for this opportunity. And you simply are not relevant to the new economy unless you acknowledge the reality of climate change and shift your economy to make it relevant in fighting it.